Welcome to the Nerd Party.
I'm Darren Moser.
I'm Philip Gilfus.
I'm Daniel Prue.
And this is City Alpha 3.
Hello and welcome to City Alpha 3, a Star Trek podcast here on the Nerd Party Network. I am your host, Darren Moser, and I'm always am joined by Philip and Daniel. And we're not going to be talking about new Star Trek. We're going to be talking about old Star Trek, decades old television.
Get off my lawn.
Any new, are you still reading through the movies, Philip or Daniel? Have you continued your introduction of your girlfriend to Trek? How are things going in the Trek universe for both of you?
I'm actually currently reading a Babylon 5 book, but it's actually a good one because most of the Babylon 5 books I've read have been kind of crap. But this is I forget the title, like The Long Day Night of Centauri
Long
Prime.
Long Night.
Of Centauri Prime, but it's really good. But anyway, but for your Star Trek, actually this weekend, I went to my first Star Trek convention here in the UK.
That's right. How was it?
Yeah, it was good. Destination Star Trek in London. I hate to start off with a negative note. I guess it was smaller than I pictured in my head. I mean, of course, I didn't pay that much for the tickets; weren't that expensive. And like, in order to get to like the panels, you had to pay.
Don't forget
extra.
The population of your country of residence has dropped dramatically. In
London
the last
is a world
month.
Capital, but I mean, it not a complaint though, because you know the tickets weren't that much, and they had lights. You know, that we came in merch. You know, this is kind of. The merch, the vendor's booth was basically sort of like the main thing when you walked in, so that was cool. And then on the right-hand section, as you walked a little bit, they sort of had the different, you know, actors and talent at their tables. Like, we, you know, if you remember at Vegas, where we went to that room, and they just had the people sitting there where you could just take pictures and stuff, but this was sort of, you know, against the wall. And so I can't remember all the people that were there, but, like, that a lot of the younger Discovery people, like, I'm blanking on everyone's name. Tilly was there. I mean, hard to spot.
Yeah, but a lot of
the big red hair.
Discovery track yeah. for actors. Yeah.
But it's interesting.
It's cool.
Yeah, but the person I got to speak to, because we, you know, there were lines and, you know, we weren't going to pay for autographs or whatever. But I was like, hey, you know, can you just go up and talk to someone? I'm like, I don't know. But then I saw someone who was like, I can talk to him just for briefly. Wilson Cruz, you know, from Star Trek Discovery was there. And I had heard him recently on a non-Trek podcast I listened to on a comedic political podcast. And so I just went up and like, hey, I heard you on Love It or Leave It. That was really because he sang like the intro song. And so we talked for not that long. I mean, it may have been like 2 minutes tops, but we just had a little talk with Wilson Cruz. So that was cool. He's very nice and everything. So.
And you didn't end that conversation with, I have my own Star Trek podcast if you'd like to join us. Oh, Philip, opportunity wasted.
We
could hear Wilson Cruz preparing burritos in the microwave. I mean, it would be the best.
Marina was there as well, too. So then they had like a little museum. Like a little one, but it was cool because they had like some of the costumes from everything, like 2009 Discovery, Enterprise. I mean everything. And then they had the little section, and I can't remember the guy's name. It's in my brain of someone like that's a person, but it was one of the VX people that was okay. on TNG or whatever. But he had with
if
him,
it was Akuda, I swear.
I know that one. But it was he had one of the shooting models of the Enterprise D. Now, it was kind of like a little stripped, like it wasn't perfect,
yeah.
But it wasn't the huge one. It was probably like
the 4-footer or 5-footer.
Yeah, exactly. And yeah. So that was cool because we you know, just talked briefly, you know, like, oh, you know, and I was like, oh, man, I said, it's a beautiful ship, but I heard that it's kind of a B to film. And he's like, yeah, it is.
Yeah.
And I was talking about, like, oh, you know, such a shame we had it in Generations where you finally got to see it, but then we blew it up. But then he said, from his perspective, there's three different things that Enterprise Ds they used on Generations. And I don't think I can tell, but he's like, oh, you could tell. You know, it was like there's the CG one and there's this model and there's the old model.
Big old saucer.
Yeah. Well, there was, I think he said there were recycled shots, which I didn't know that there's recycled shots from the show that they used in Generations. But anyway, it was cool. So, I mean, it was a good time to talk to people.
I mean, they did later recycle that exploding bird of prey.
I was going to say the bird of prey is in there.
But so. That was the other direction.
Yeah.
But I think the cultural moment hit me about it being in the UK is when I heard a Bolian with an Irish accent. You don't often expect to get that. So that was my adventure.
That Mr. Matt instead of Mr. Mott?
It was Mott, but it was M apostrophe.
Getting for the apostrophes. Well, that's awesome. Well, I mean, I haven't been to a Star Trek convention since we all went to 2016 for the 50th anniversary in Vegas. And oh, what a time we had. Philip went to an amazing convention. Daniel, what have you been doing in this past week?
Not a competition.
Well, you win. Okay, Philip.
But if it was, we know who'd be winning.
I'm still watching. We're now in season 2 of Deep Space Nine. Watching Armageddon something or other. I think
Armageddon game. I think
is that one. What it's called?
Isn't that the one where Kaio Paka keeps dying over?
No, that was a season 1 episode. This is one. Oh. This is kind of a forgettable one where like O'Brien and Bashir go to like help these people. Destroy there.
That happens a lot. You got to narrow it down just a tad.
They go to this planet to help them destroy their weapons of mass destruction, and then and Keiko can tell that they pretend
that they died because he drank the coffee.
So you know, kind of a middling episode, but
and then at the very end, you get the laugh track of like. Yeah, well, I knew because you didn't drink coffees in the morning. He's like, but I do drink coffees in the morning. It's like, you don't know your husband at all. All right. Well, I haven't been, I've just been watching Prodigy and which has been enjoyable. Although I do really want to start reading Coda, the final three, maybe they're kind of wrapping up. Part of the novel verse, who knows, but I have other things on my listening list till I get to that, so it'll be a little while, but it's not going anywhere. But I wanted to play a game, since we love playing games here on City Alpha 3. There's no shift involved. Don't worry, guys, it's going to be easy. No, it's going to actually be pretty challenging. So I came up with this game, and it is a Star Trek title card guess. I mean, I'm still workshopping the title of the game. But what I've done is I took the frame of an episode, and for this case, it's just Next Gen episodes because we know those the best, and blurred out the title, which would usually appear kind of in the top left corner in blue text. And the goal is you just have the information on the screen to guess what episode it is. Now, I did make it a little easier. I'm not going to give you any of the Enterprise orbiting blue planet, Enterprise orbiting green planet, because those, honestly, I couldn't even tell. Like, those were just, there's no way to guess. And I think I removed most of the Enterprise is followed slowly behind by a Excelsior class, because that happens a lot in the beginnings. So I tried to just pick title cards where you could probably figure out what this episode is just from that. And I did kind of randomize them a little bit, so it's not going to be like season 1, then season 2, then season 3. But we will go with first to kind of buzz in just by yelling out the episode title if you can. And otherwise, but you can take all the time you need to try to figure it out. Any questions?
I mean, I just think A, you know, I don't often get to play these games, so I'm glad you did this and I get to play it. B, I'm just glad you chose such a visual game for an audio medium. I think that's my favorite part.
Oh, yes. Well, you know, we're recording this, so maybe it'll find its way onto YouTube. But yes, I will.
Maybe you have a home game version.
When I switch to the slide, my plan is to, if you guys don't immediately guess it, I will then kind of describe it for our audio listeners. But
there's a star field.
Yes.
And a ship. There's some sort
there's
of
right? blue writing.
So starting with this first one, we have a runabout.
I have a guess.
Which are not too many episodes with that. Okay, Philip, what is your guess for this title card?
Timescape.
It is Timescape.
I knew that
it
one.
Is the one. Oh, where they stick. Curse they you, stick Philip. Their hand in the time. Yeah, there may be only a handful of episodes that.
I think it's the only runabout. Honestly,
it,
I mean, unless
it might have been
pretty sure.
The only one I can think of, and you guys correct me if I'm wrong. A Preemptive Strike, which of course is the penultimate episode, because wasn't at the very end Riker and. In a runabout, or am I making that up?
I think they were, where she aims her phaser at him and then beams away. Mm-hmm. It's a rogue fact. Daniel, let us know. Are we right?
I'm curious. I don't remember it specifically being a
runabout.
I mean, it could have been a shuttle, but they were sitting next to each other, which is not as conducive for... It's not a shuttle pod, and I think the Goddard...
Runabouts are just big shuttles.
Yeah, just... But yes, it is Timescape, where they're coming back from the conference on Delvinia 2, some planet, someplace, and they find the Enterprise kind of askew
right.
in space.
And I remember Geordi's talking about the vendor's room he went into, and then Deanna was at one of the panels she went into.
Yeah, and Picard then gives his talking in one unbroken sentence, moving from topic to topic.
And then Data got some autographs. Maybe it's a different con.
All right. Well, I think you guys are going to, the next one is going to be a little easier. So hands on the buzzers, ready to answer. Slide two. No, I didn't stab you, Daniel.
I know what it is.
Tapestry.
It is Tapestry. It is a bright white background with Q in robes and Picard with a blood-stained chest.
That is hilarious. I know this is not, again, for those who can't see this, that's the title card.
Yeah.
It is what complete white background, which I have to say is probably maybe the only, I mean, I just think it's always darker.
Well, and remember though, the titles usually happened after the first commercial break. You had the cold open, which was kind of like 5 minutes, and then you would come back and you'd have the music swell and then the title card would come up. So yeah, it happens not in the first moment.
I mean, it's right in his neck.
Yeah. Where the placement, and it's very in for like title safe, so it's not like really in the corner, it's more like
right on top of the actor.
In the middle. Yeah, it's like a third down, right on top of the actor. But yes,
I am curious because, like, and I, you know, having not rewatched TNG in a hot second, there are some shows, and I'm thinking non Star Trek, but there's some shows that'll sometimes throw the title like in the teaser. And sometimes where that title won't show up until like a minute into your act one.
That's true.
And so I don't know if Star Trek has ever kind of stayed that long. You know, sometimes those opening credit, I mean, by opening credits,
well,
I mean,
Prodigy, they've stuck it at the end of the title sequence where like it says the director's credit and then it will say the episode title. So at least we get episode titles, but you know, I was waxing nostalgic for, you know, the TNG and just throw it in some blue text. You know, nobody's going to care. All right. Well, this next one is going to be a little trickier, so it'll give you some time to decide. You might be able to decode it from the number of blurs above. but we have a Romulan warbird at warp, which, I mean, there's a few episodes that use Romulan warbirds.
I have two. I'm going to see if Daniel has a first.
Oh, wait. Daniel, do you have a thought on what this could be?
I'm so bad at episode titles. So,
well, and it's, you can describe it. I'll accept the one with so and so.
I would think, so my first inclination is the Troy episode because I think they would start on.
I think
the
you're right.
But I can't remember the name of this stupid episode
Is it like Eye or...
I was thinking the Eye of the Needle the whole time, and I'm like, that's
Face
not
of the Enemy.
Face of the Enemy.
Yes, which is right, because you can kind of see this blur is face, and then two little blurs for of the, and then enemy. So, yes, I'll give that one to Daniel. You knew what it was about.
But My first guess... I mean, because the blurred title is too long, but first I think
it's a very long.
First I was thinking The Defector because it's with the scout ship or the warbird chasing the scout ship. But then I saw how long it was.
Just a warbird. So what about this one?
The Defector,
a scout ship. Yes, that is the Defector, which I'm pretty sure it's the exact same visual effect shot of the Warbird. They just
further away.
It's further back. It's trailing. Yeah, these ones were interesting with the ships because there's only so much you can do, you know, with, again, I tried to make it where it was deducible, like with a little bit of thought, you could figure it out because there were definitely some where you're just rolling the dice and there are several hundred episodes of Next Gen. So I'm not,
I think you should throw some of those in and that way we're just guessing six of them.
All right. So this next one, a great episode, the Enterprise is next to a comet of some kind going towards a star.
With a very short title.
Is it?
Very short title.
Oh, no, then it can't be what I was thinking it was. Oh, man.
What did you think it was?
I was thinking it was the first season episode one where with the Joukowsky, right? Wasn't there a comet in that episode?
Oh, I know what you're talking about. The Naked Now or Naked Time. Now. Or
yeah, with the waveform.
But this is because comet popped into my head.
Yeah, so...
Is this... I don't think I'm right. Is this season three, episode one?
No.
The one with baseball and Wesley and all that?
I can give you hints. This is season seven, actually.
Oh, lordy.
Wow.
Towards the very
end. At the end. Why would they be following a comet season? What family member was going to be involved with this?
It's not a Q episode, right?
It's not Data's mom, is it?
It's not a Q episode. It's one of our favorites, and I say that... With quotes.
Oh, is it mass?
It is mass.
Oh, man.
Because they're going to melt that comet down and there'll be a library inside. But yeah, I know it's hard because the comet's only there for like a minute and then it's now the library and we don't even talk about the comet ever again.
By the way, considering how big the Enterprise D is, I know we often forget its scale. That's a pretty huge comet.
Yeah.
It's a neat shot.
It's a big comet.
It's a shot that don't even, like, it's like, because I saw it and I'm like, whoa, I don't even know that shot. So.
Yeah. Right. That's what's so fun about this game is it's like it happens so quickly and often it has almost nothing to do with the actual episode. All right. So this
sometimes
next
like
one,
the title.
Hot button should be pretty easy, right. I think. And boom.
Riker. Second chances. Is it called second chances?
Wow. Yes. Okay, second chances. Oh, yes. We have Commander Riker and yellow shirt Thomas Riker. In the same
That's
shot. That's
100% so. Jonathan Frakes, right?
He looks very...
Totally him.
Beefy in that...
future Jonathan Frakes.
Yeah, well, at least we know the replicators weren't broken down on that planet for several years.
The one where he's scavenged. But there's a... You know, I follow many people on Twitter, but on my political Twitter, quote unquote, there's a law professor I follow. But anyway, long story short, his wife, they had their wedding anniversary, got him a Jonathan Frakes cameo for the anniversary.
Ooh, nice.
And so she shared on the Twitter, but it was really cool because he did all the things. It's like, you know, because she's like, had never seen an episode.
He knows what to do.
He knows what to do.
The assignment.
But especially like, you know, happy anniversary. He does a little song and he's like, shields up. Red alert!
Yep. That's all we
want to hear. On the aft torpedoes. And I'm like, he said the thing.
Yeah, it's like, that's all we want to hear. Or you know what I would take as a close second? I would like him to go into his, what was it, Beyond Belief or something?
Oh, yeah.
Factor fiction, right?
Would you stay in a cemetery for $1,000? Like, just start to, like, ramble on. I would love that.
Is it your birthday? Actor fiction.
Have you ever ridden a bicycle? It's just the most random.
I just really want there to be an empty chair and he just walks into the frame by walking over the chair.
Yeah, there you go. All right. Well, good job with second chances, Daniel. Some say it's easy. Some say you just know Star Trek so well.
That's right.
All right. This next one I think is going to be a little tricky. So we have the Enterprise D. And
an ambassador class. It's not
some sort of ambassador class.
Not yesterday's Enterprise.
It's too short for that.
That's right. This is what I would have thought. It's not Enterprise at first, but
it's not. It's not Drumhead, is it?
No, it is not Drumhead.
I was trying to think of why they would be a ship.
Did they show the ambassador class outside of the Enterprise?
Here we go.
That's what I was surprised.
I didn't remember that.
I didn't. Again, I think it's one of those. Is being transferred from this ship, and it just happened to be a shot of the ambassador.
It's not best
which
of
also
best
probably means it's after.
Yeah.
Yesterday's Enterprise, because they have the model.
Yeah, it's only a model.
I'm trying to think. It's going to be some admiral has to be coming over, some ambassador.
I will say it's two words.
It's not preemptive strike, is it? I was just thinking with, okay. What about the Maquis? Sorry, I'll stop guessing after this. Just naming every episode. I'm just thinking of something where it had an Admiral Nechayev. I was trying to think of all the Admiral Nechayev ones.
Yeah, it is. I will say it is an ambassador that is coming
on. Oh.
Ambassador.
Which is kind of like the tertiary storyline.
Oh.
It's not the primary storyline.
Do we see anything on the ship?
What ship is it?
No, we never go to that ship.
Oh, yeah. What ship is it? Can you tell us that?
I don't even
know. I like how that you would tell us and it would not help, but we just want to be curious.
Yeah, just out of curiosity.
Just as ambassador.
You're just making it. An ambassador class carrying an ambassador?
Yeah, I know. Surprise, surprise.
A little too on the nose. You don't see the Enterprise carrying galaxies.
Would we know the ambassador by name? Or is that also unimportant?
Again, it's a very small part.
Have you heard of Sarek?
No, it's not Sarek.
It's clearly two words.
It is two words.
I'll say give up. Oh, well, what season? Do you know what?
This is season 4.
Okay, so it's going to be theoretically a good episode then.
Yeah, it's got to be.
Okay, we're so judgmental on our Star Trek.
Like, if you said 7, we'd be like, meh.
Yeah.
Sub Rosa. All right.
I can give you the answer if everyone's not quite sure. So this is Data's Day, which is the one where he is talking about all the different things that are going on, and you have the quote unquote Vulcan who turns into a Romulan who beams over at the very end.
That is
kind of the sub
lame.
I was surprised though that it had the ambassador class in it.
This is Data's Day where he's writing a letter to Commander Maddox.
Yes.
Obviously has a very long and fruitful life. And
about that.
Great character who's working, you know, to make life better for you.
Yeah.
All right.
Awkward.
Okay, that's all right. You don't have to get everyone. Now we have a well-used
That's a
station
long
of some kind.
Title. It's the longest title ever in TNG.
Is it a season 2 episode?
No, it is not a season 2.
Oh, you're thinking with the elevator.
I was thinking with those people from the 20th century. I couldn't remember what
ship. Oh, that's like. Neutral Zone. That's season 1.
Yeah. Oh, season 1. No, is it season 1?
Yeah, Neutral Zone's the last
one. Okay. It is the end of season 1.
Yeah. Not because
this is very like NASA-y.
Yeah.
Like, this is very modern day.
Now, I haven't heard any guesses yet. I've just heard
supposition. Supposition. You have to admit evidence. At first blush, I was thinking parallel. It's obviously not parallel, so you just think like the big satellite. They're investigating a satellite. Obviously, it's the beginning. It's either been damaged or attacked.
Is it a Geordi episode?
Oh, God. Not that one with the dog did it.
No, it's not Aquiel.
Yeah, it's way too long. Okay. Is the first word the?
Yes.
Okay. Well, it looks like it is. The something something. The Enterprise incident. No, that's not it.
I think you guys are overthinking it. It is the neutral zone. You guys were right.
I
don't know why.
You wanted to see how long we didn't press the official submit button.
That's the thing. You were both chatting about it. So
I also
chats our guesses.
Asked if it was a season 2 episode, thinking the neutral zone was.
Daniel should get that point. He described the episode before, even though I said the title.
I will give it to Daniel.
If he didn't say the one with the 20th century.
I mean, your question was, is it a season 2 episode? I'm like, it is not. So,
That was my bad.
The computer's notorious for giving you bad information.
All right. Now we have the Enterprise, and there's kind of a gas.
Wait a minute. They shouldn't be going towards that dying star. We learned about this in Prodigy.
Yeah. We have red gas sucking away into
the
star.
This is the one that I was talking about with the Paul.
And it's weird because the title seems to be like literally the middle. So you think it has Paul Stubbs in it.
Is that the Wesley Paul Stubbs season 3? The one I was talking about earlier?
Yes. This is the Paul Stubbs episode. With the egg.
God, what is it? It's something. It's a short title, obviously.
Baseball. I think it's called Baseball.
No, it's not called
Wonderkin. No, it's not.
No.
Well, I can do the entire. I can give you the entire episode verbatim without actually knowing the title.
This was called Evolution because it's the little nanites that evolve and threaten the egg.
Yeah, and Daniel, that's how evolution works, right?
Right. Yes, of course.
Totally.
It must have been written by Brandon Braga.
You just watch the two-parter Evolution and Genesis, and you learn more than any science.
That's more to know. That's a biology degree right there.
I will say, too, this is an angle we don't normally get to see on the D.
It's not. It's really not, and they do a good job of it. Yep. It's one of those, definitely not a stock shot, because they're not going to show this phenomenon very often.
Yeah.
Phenomenon.
All right. Next up, we have, I think, one with a character you only see in one episode, so it's going to be a bit of a quick guess.
Philip already brought this up. It's
we have to do the title though. I mean, it's obviously the one with Data's mom.
It's Mama
but,
Data.
Yes,
I have no idea actually what that title is.
Inheritance.
I think that's right. Yeah, good job, Philip. Yeah.
I don't know. For some bizarre reason, I was watching a YouTube clip from this episode. It was the one with Dr. Soong as the hologram. You know, you're
seeing
this because
the dreams.
No. Because when she gets damaged, it activates. A chip in her head, and Data plays it, and it's a hologram.
There's lots of chips all over her because she's a robot, but yes. Mm-hmm. All right, good guess. Now we're going to have our favorite station, not Deep Space Nine, but we're going to have a ginormous-sized regular one.
Regular one from Star Trek.
But, you know, if you just shoot it bigger, it becomes a whole other place.
I'm going to say not that many space stations. Where's the title? There it is.
Is it Measure of a Man?
It is the Measure of a Man.
Ah, very good. And Picard,
that's where they go, you know. Yeah, again, it's like the middle of the frame. I don't know why they're putting it there, but.
I mean, to be fair, it's a pretty crowded frame.
It's a very crowded. So, like, you could barely tell that the Enterprise is there if you didn't know it.
Yeah, it's superimposed.
It could dock inside that opening. It's like, And these windows are ginormous on these saucer discs. But anyway, you know, we all know they reused reused models. All right, next slide.
Oh, I know that one.
Picard collapsed on the floor.
It's
He's wearing his jacket.
It's the... what is it? Is it the one with him and Beverly? And they're
It is the one with him and Beverly.
I can't remember the name.
It's like connected, but it's not connected. But something like that.
It is attached. You're right, though. It is the one with Picard and Beverly.
I'll give that to Daniel.
Attached.
Yes.
Very good. Very good.
But that was my cosplay for Destination Star Trek, wearing the Picard jacket.
Very
you know,
nice.
Combo.
Very nice.
It's the appropriate time of year, I'd say.
Yeah. Yeah, jacket weather, yeah. All right, now we have, everyone get ready, we have a nacelle with a registry on it.
Yesterday's Enterprise.
It is Yesterday's Enterprise with the Enterprise C nacelle all beat to heck. Because that's right, when they came back from the commercial break, it was already there, and time had already...
Is it flying by, or is it that badly zoomed in? Like, I would love if there be, like, an
Enterprise... No, it's zoomed in, and then they pan over, and the Enterprise D is next to it. But we get a nice shot of the Enterprise C, and it's all,
it's
been through a lot.
Enterprise C flyby.
Yeah. We don't have enough of those.
All right, we get an interesting prop location in this next one, which should help you...
Oh, I know I know it. Oh, I just watched it. Man, what's it called?
It looks like a kind of a dispenser of some kind, dispensing pucks of food perhaps?
Which I know the Kessick can't eat.
Yes. Yeah.
Picard is abducted.
Yeah.
And it's fake Picard. Fake Picard gets on the ship and he
Come
starts
cheer
singing.
Up my lunch just a glow.
That is not Captain Picard.
It's not that.
It's one word. I'll give you that.
I don't know. I don't know.
It's not allegiance. No, it's.
I know. I was thinking that for a
second. It is allegiance.
Oh,
is
it?
Right, Daniel.
Okay, all right.
Yeah. Very good. Very good.
If I just start saying titles, eventually one will stick.
But he's going alphabetically. So
I did watch it recently, like not too recently, but like a few months ago. So it's kind of fresh.
Again, you know it based off of the prop easily, but yeah, calling back the title is always an extra.
Yeah, but outside of the numbers, Daniel knows this because it was in his alphabetical rewatch. This is kind of
let's see, go. All right, next up we have Worf about to beat up an alien.
Oh, that's James Cromwell, right? That's James Cromwell alien, isn't it?
I think it might
Birthright?
It's like a Iridian.
No,
or
it's not Birthright.
It is Birthright.
Oh, hey. Is this part two?
This was part one.
I was going to guess part one, so I think I should get that point.
But you didn't say it out loud. Well,
you didn't say anything, though, Daniel. You just kind of sat there.
Chat is not guess.
One. Birthright part one.
All right, now this next one should be very easy. It has Roe in it.
Oh.
So Daniel's.
So there's only like five choices.
Yeah. And.
A rascal!
That's right. God, that's such a weird shot for a shot.
I know. Again, it's like, you know, this is where they're being scanned and checked out after their transport.
Yep, your children are all right.
Young Roe.
The important thing is, Darren, you mentioned Roe's in the shot, but you didn't also mention that Guinan's hat. It's also in the shots.
It goes without saying, I think.
Which is it's a Whoopi Goldberg's birthday this weekend. So happy birthday, Whoopi. Oh,
there we go. We have a good blue shirt scanning the child. All right. Now we have a matte painting, a beautiful matte painting of some planet.
It's not the Kronos.
No, we're not on Kronos.
Yeah. You mean the Klingon homeworld?
Yes, otherwise known as the Klingon homeworld.
That's give me a hint, because there's no tough. Way. Yeah.
Season 6.
Okay, so most likely not good, but might be.
So, I think you know it, Daniel.
No, I don't think I do.
Is this the one? Go ahead.
Go ahead. No, go ahead, Phil.
I don't think I'm right. I was thinking of the one where Picard is stranded, and he has that lady. He's trying to, you know.
It is not the one where he is being like separated from the crew. And
yeah.
Then
it's like where there's three different aliens. One's being aggressive. One's eating. One's there or something.
I will say that it is like that where Picard is somewhere and everybody else is in this building.
Oh, gods. This isn't Starship Mine, is it?
This is Starship Mine.
Oh, this is the Commander Hutch.
Commander Hutch's.
Call me Hutch.
Yep. This is his dismal looking brown building.
I know.
Over some ravine. Yeah. I'm sure it's a reuse from something.
Oh,
but
it's
at season 6, I'm sure this was used in some other thing. But yeah. But yeah. Again, not a matte painting that comes to mind when I think of that's what's funny is the first shot of the episode is always like it's in the Baryon sweep. Maker, you know, which is obviously you would get it, but then this is what they put the title card over, which
so
has
weird.
Almost nothing to do with the episode. All right. Well, good guess, Philip. You followed your instincts. next, we have Troy walking down a corridor, followed by her mother.
Oh, I have a guess. Yeah, that's going to be my guess.
That is right, Daniel. It is dark page.
Just because Lakshwana is dressed a little darker than normal. Yes.
She's wearing her dark page.
It's foreshadowing.
And by the look on Deanna's face, she is really excited for her mother to catch up to her.
Little one.
Yes. All right. Now, next, we have some holodeck action going. We have Data and Geordi at the door.
What is the name of the episode?
Okay. Season 2, Dr. Pulaski. Yeah. There's only one choice. Elementary Dear Data.
Yep.
Elementary Dear Data. That is right.
I did see this cosplay at Destination Star Trek. So that was pretty cool. It's two women, actually. But it's pretty cool.
Yes. So they are dressed as Holmes and Watson. Next, we have a very happy Worf. Apparently,
Chobot,
it's his birthday.
Right?
Yes. Yeah, that's right.
I'm right.
Ensign Gates is that ensign there?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, we see her a lot. Oh, my
all
God.
The no names
I don't think
I've
ever noticed that those balloons are just like Party City balloons.
Yeah, they're just adorable balloons.
They're not like space balloons or anything. They're just
he hasn't
balloons.
Added the CGI, you know.
That's funny.
Explosion.
Worf looks really excited that they're singing for him.
Yep. And he has that whole He-Man shield prop. No, I don't know. What that is.
Yeah, and his chair, a little corner of his chair.
The Klingon barbershop chair.
All right, this next one is a space shot, but again, only seen in this episode. And I think you'll know the title.
Oh, yes. Relics.
Dyson Sphere. Yeah.
Yes.
Philip got
it. That is right, Philip. It is is the relics, the Dyson Sphere going off into...
Now, is that Dyson Sphere inside?
Which was, I'm guessing, was probably a matte painting, is how they would do that.
I'm not quite sure. It looks like it's real. I mean, it looks like it's just a zoomed in.
That was just replicated.
But that'd be a lot to model, like, I mean, off into infinity, but...
It could just be something like, you know, it almost looks very Star Wars. You just zoom in on a section.
It does. It does look like the Death Star. I mean, you know, a Dyson Sphere is so large you would not see its curve. It would look like a wall.
It's truly
so a Death Star. You're saying you're a flat Dyson Sphere, Darren? Is that
yes. Yes. Some say it's a Type K star in there. I don't believe it.
Everyone knows
there's lizard people in there. I know it.
Yeah. No, it's just dead Bajorans that get brought back to life.
Oh, man. All right. Well, this next one, we have Picard in the observation lounge.
That is Gowron. Is that Gowron?
It is Gowron. It looks like
talking
Gowron.
To a Klingon spatial match on the forehead. Yes, it looks like it is Gowron.
So there's limited choices.
It's the one with... where they actually find that dumb version of...
Oh, you think it's that one. See, I was thinking it was Redemption. But you're thinking...
It is Redemption.
Philip
is right.
This is the Arbiter of Succession. This is a candidate Gowron, yes. I believe.
We need to...
Okay. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Need to avoid a civil war.
This is early Gowron, then.
Yeah,
this is season 4 Gowron. All right, now he needs a little bit more hair gel. We have Riker
looking... Oh, I have a good guess.
Not shattered. That's where he's crazy. Mind flayed. What the heck is it called?
Now I have another guess. If that's wrong, I mean, he's saying Riker goes crazy play. If it's not, my second guess.
It is not the Will Riker. Goes
is it
crazy
schisms?
Play. It is schisms.
That's what I was thinking.
Having
about.
Bad dreams, Riker.
Yes.
That's what it is.
Yep.
He's not. It's not sleeping well.
I'm not crazy. Dreams.
Yeah, pretty much. All right, very good.
Is this like Sarek with Picard telling Data? I don't think he quite got his hair right.
Yeah, he looks a little. He needs.
They tussled him. Some,
who had that job,
Jonathan? Before you come up. All right, go ahead.
They used the balloons.
Make up.
It's just stick it up. All right, next we have a Q episode coming in.
Daniel, you get this first take.
I don't remember that. I don't remember the title. I know the episode.
It is True Q.
It is True Q. You're right. With the girl Q.
Wonder Years.
Amanda. Oh, that's right. I don't think I've ever thought about that. Yes, obviously. Well, now, Daniel, you have to say the original
classic
Wonder Years.
Wonder Years.
That's right.
All right, very good. Now, next, we're going to move on to the transporter room. The fish people standing there.
It's actually... I know what it is. I'll give Daniel a second, though.
I don't know the episode, but...
This is really a Loxana Troy episode, and that, therefore, this is Manhunt.
This is Manhunt.
Nice. Right, Philip.
She is on the hunt for a man.
I thought this was earlier than that, but I guess not.
I mean,
this is
early.
Season 2.
Yeah.
This is late season 2.
Yeah, this is like one of the probably second or third uses of the holodeck, because that's when Troy doesn't know she's in a holodeck, or Loxana doesn't know she's in a holodeck.
Right. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's right, and she comes on, and then she looks at them, and she's like, why are they here?
To the bartender, yeah.
No.
All right, this next one got a little bit of mood lighting. We have O'Brien standing up at the console.
It's
what is it,
disaster.
Daniel? It is disaster. He's been knocked down.
You never see O'Brien on the bridge. That's a rare sight.
It's pretty much all the only place he is on this entire episode, so it's a good guess. We got the full lights of the bridge are not on.
Auxiliary lighting.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was Ron Moore that wrote this episode or whatever, but whoever it was, I know was fighting to get that exclamation point in the title and couldn't get it.
Oh, yeah, no exclamation point. All right, next time we have a good... This one's going to be pretty easy.
It was written by
Ron
Moore. Oh, fake guy from the future guy.
Max Headroom.
Yes, fake guy from the future guy, but...
Oh, it's not Times Squared.
I'm going to need a title for this one. At least It does have the word time in it, so, you know, it's
not time is a fire in which we burn.
Not time's gambit.
Look at the blur.
A matter of time.
A matter of time.
There we go. Right.
But yes, and I think, wasn't Robin Williams supposed to be this character?
I think so.
I believe so, read that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then it went to not Robin Williams.
Yes.
All right. We have another surgical suite with...
Oh, second contact. First contact.
Yes, first contact. That is right.
Second contact. I'm thinking.
Second contact would be from lower...
that was
lower
decks, animated. Yeah.
But yes, where they are discovering that Riker is not one of them.
Wait a minute. He has five fingers.
What kind of freak is this?
He's a phony.
And this completes the... let's see, if trilogy, what's two? Duology. This completes the Cheers duology of Star Trek.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
This room is so tiny.
It's just a holodeck. I know, I was trying to think of what redress this was.
Sickbay?
Maybe sickbay.
I mean, it has to be, right? Because, yeah. You can tell that they've built a construct out, you know, that's the room's bigger than what...
everything's built up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. All right, next we have Captain Picard.
Wow, you all know what this one is. I'll give you a second, Daniel. What is it?
It's not Captain's Holiday, is it?
No, it is not Captain's Holiday, but I see where you would guess that.
Go ahead, Philip. Philip got it.
That's not Picard.
It's, I know it's like the most favorite Star Trek episode ever.
Well, then you should be able to give the title.
I don't hate it. I just don't think it's as good as everyone says. But it's the Flutie one. It's
the Inner Light.
There you go.
Flutie one, jeez. All right. I'm gonna give that one to Daniel.
Good. I don't want that point.
Yeah. All right. Next, we have Riker and Worf figuring out what went wrong here.
This is the one.
I got it.
All right, go ahead.
What is it? It's Iborg, isn't it?
It is Iborg. Yes, yeah. That's right. Where we're gonna have Hugh.
Oh, and I think he lives along and
yeah, life, wonderful right? life. Yeah. Yeah.
Everything just like works out well for him in the end, so it's all good. I'm glad. I'm glad we had this episode.
Wait, did you mean Wonder Years or It's a Wonderful Life? Very different things.
This was right now. They actually show, and I just want to point that out, because they show his brain in that scene. And that was pretty gruesome for 90s.
Yeah, it's a...
I mean, it's no plucking someone's eye out, but yeah.
I mean, apparently Borg don't have seatbelts, because when their ship crashes, they all just get thrown out onto the ground.
The thing was, Darren, he was one of the lower decks Borg.
Oh, okay. I'd watch that. All right, now we are returning to the back lot.
Oh, Wild Wild West. Oh, God.
Is that the episode title, Daniel? Is
the Ancient West. And, Ancient West. Oh, God. What is the name?
I can't remember the name of it. Fistful of Datas. Great. Fistful of Datas.
It is a Fistful of Datas.
Oh, Fistful of Datas, yes.
Thank you. My goodness. I can't believe we almost didn't get that one. But, yes. So, we're obviously at the Wild West backlot, and Data's about to...
I don't know what I'm expecting, but when... Just in the still... Look, it's a great episode. I'm not trying to... But this still, just like, man, it's a crappy backlot. But anyway.
You know, from this angle, I am noticing the giant, like, wall of trees that are apparently in the Wild West behind the town.
Yeah. Definitely doesn't look like L.A.
California trees? Yeah.
Maybe. All right, now we have another ship. We'll be able to tell what it is. It's a pretty tight shot.
What is it, the Star Destroyer?
The last Starfighter, I think, is what this is. I don't know what
I'll give you a hint. Take a look at the upper right corner. Where are we?
We're at some sort of a asteroid field or belt.
So an asteroid field and a strange alien ship.
Oh, I know. We already talked about that one.
It's not booby trap, or
it is booby trap. Oh, nice, you're right. Nice, it is a Promethean battle cruiser
from 10,000 years ago. Data, don't you know?
Yes. All right, this next one, we love to hate it. You'll get it.
Troy ghosts
and Beverly
candle ghosts
at an open grave
sex episode.
Oh wait, come on, Daniel. Just give me the title.
Sub Rosa.
It's so hard for me to remember titles sometimes. Geez. I like how they're dressed. Like they're in their formal uniform.
The mini formal.
Yeah.
I'm curious, you know, because, you know, I always think about like cons. People always ask stupid questions. But like it's such a wasteful question, but I wouldn't want to know the answers. Which dressed uniform did you all prefer? Like, because you had this, it went three lengths. You had the full skirt, you had about the demi skirt, and this is like for the formal uniform, and then you have whatever the heck they're wearing, which is like the hip skirt.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. I wouldn't call it a skirt.
It looks almost more like a TOS skirt, just with pants.
Yeah.
Well, I want to reiterate, it's not a skirt because it doesn't cover anything. Like, that's a shirt that goes to, like, their
it's
waist.
It's a long tunic.
Yeah.
Well, you wear leggings. I mean,
I think a skirt has to be a skirt. Actually, it has to cover something. But anyways,
someone hasn't been to the club lately.
Us three white men. What are skirts in the Star Trek universe? Right. No, that's all right. All right, next we have our friend Alexander.
All right, go ahead, Daniel.
I don't care. That's my...
Wow.
It is Kalar. Kalar's still there, so it's...
Yes, Kalar's there.
It has to be the first... The episode she dies in, I guess?
Yeah, it is. It is.
Which is called...
You Are the Father.
Klingon Mari.
I don't remember the name of the episode.
It's not Redemption. It's because I already said that.
No.
It does begin with an R.
I was thinking it might. Reunion?
Revenge.
Reunion. That is right. Okay. It is Reunion. Where, hey, Worf, you have a son. Take him. I'm going to die now.
Yeah. Let me register for school first.
All right. This next one might have been used in multiple episodes, but it should be pretty quick to guess.
We'll name everyone.
The Enterprise in Space Dock.
Oh, I have a family.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's
yes.
It. Yeah.
Yes.
That's right. It's the unofficial third part of the Best of Both Worlds trilogy.
And the only episode, I believe, not to have a shot on the bridge.
It's really interesting, too, what they're doing here, because we know that there's massive space docks and stuff above Earth. I wonder why they would do, like, in-universe, why would they have, like, this claw thing and not actually have it docked somewhere or, you know, like, space dock.
Or inside a space dock.
Yeah, space dock one would be right there, which is probably the biggest, you know, whatever.
Although, if you think about it, if you're doing repairs and, like, bringing in a new nacelle, it's easier to do that in open space than inside
a
space dock.
Do you know how big those space docks... Darren, I know you know how big those space docks
are. It's the TARDIS in there. But no, I've never actually seen... you guys correct me. I've never seen any repairs done at Space Dock. Like, it's just the parking garage of Starfleet. Like, they don't actually.
We had a little bit in Lower Decks, some repair. We had that one shot where they're repairing the Cerritos and she doesn't want it to go all Sovereign class. That's inside a Space Dock.
Oh, okay.
But not in
cartoon. Okay.
I'm thinking the sequence that's coming to my mind is the one from Beyond. Which is the time lapse that they do.
Where they're building the Enterprise A.
Yeah. Which is, probably the most expansive.
I mean, this from the movie that welds the ship together on Earth and then launches it into space. I mean,
whatever.
Because I was thinking, even in Nemesis, to quote Bad Things, like it was in this similar, I mean, not exact, but I think it was more like in the U kind of like Star Trek motion picture kind of dry dock. When they were repairing it.
I mean, it's not a huge deal. These are nerdy things, but I'm thinking, like, if you are going to do it in space, why do it right there, like, in close Earth orbit?
Why not Utopia Planitia? I mean, that's what they do all day.
Utopia Planitia or somewhere else where it's like...
But hey, we build them. We don't fix them.
Because then we're not home. It's Mars.
I get it. The visual is important, but...
All right. So next we have Picard... On the floor, passed out.
Oh, I have an idea, but Daniel, go ahead first.
I've got nothing. I have no
clues.
Idea.
It is clues. That's right.
Okay.
Where they've been knocked out.
Oh, wait, isn't that the Macduff episode?
Yes.
No.
Yeah. No, it's not.
What is that episode called?
That would have been a good guess. Starts with an I, doesn't it?
That's what I was thinking of. It's no big deal. You don't have to look
it up. Yeah, no. Clues is the one where Data is lying.
No, that's right. Okay, gotcha. That's what I was thinking of when I saw Unconscious Picard.
But, but yeah, not... and we've already done Inner Light, so it's not that one. Which I think he had his jacket on in that collapse.
That's true.
I think he did. Yeah, I think you're right. Yep.
All right. Only
Daniel.
More.
Daniel, just to pause. Conundrum. That's what you were thinking.
Thank you.
Of.
Thank you.
Sorry.
Is this stupid genetic planet episode?
probably, yes.
I'm
it
never
is.
Gonna
name. Oh, God, really long title.
Masterpiece long Theater. Title. Masterpiece
it
Society.
It is the Masterpiece Society.
Yeah, but that's you get it. Yeah.
Okay. I hate that episode so much.
Well, the guy All is right. I'm trying to remember, like, the love interest for Troy is just such annoying.
Yeah.
All right, we only have two left. Let's see how we do. This one has a strange red shirt. Oh, only
Duck Conundrum! Just brought that up.
We just talked about it. Yep, it's Strange McDuff standing on the bridge.
Conundrum.
This looks like the image that you grabbed, Darren, looks really poorly photoshopped. Like all of these people, they don't look like they're in the same room at all.
They just got like the stand-up poster of Joy that you can buy.
Worf's eyes are closed.
How is Ro sitting there? I don't think you can sit completely backwards in that scene.
No, she's in the well, this is season 5, so she's in the upright chairs and the chairs just turned around.
I don't think you can turn it around that much.
Yeah, I've never seen it that
way. I don't think you can turn it 180 degrees backwards.
Well, we'll have to watch Star Trek again and find out how much it can rotate. All right. And the last one I have generated pretty straight.
You're not going to give us a hard one for the last one?
Well,
I know. I just would have done Starfield. Oh, come on. That's...
Oh, well, it's either.
Actually, there's. Well, oh, go ahead. Go ahead, Daniel.
It's either.
There's only two choices.
Encounter or It Is All Good Things. I think that's the only.
No, there's a third choice because when Q showed up the second time, they also did this.
Oh, Q Who? But it's.
No, it's not Q Who. It's not even Q-less.
Okay.
You're all wrong. No one has said the episode title yet.
It's either Encounter at Farpoint Part.
Well, one. It's one. It happens both, I guess. It happens in both.
Yeah. But the it's
You're saying it's not the first or the last episode.
No.
It's the second Q appearance, and I can't remember what the name of it. It's the stupid one with the alien soldier things.
Stupid.
Well, it is. No one likes that one. No one ever talks about it.
Well, Q becomes Data in that episode, and that's kind of worse.
Riker gets Q gifts.
Q gifted. Q.
It's not even one that makes sense.
It's Riker with a Q instead of a K.
No, that was never a title.
Q-bert. Q-Riker. I don't know.
Q-bert. I don't know. I don't remember the title.
I don't know. What is it?
All right. This is Hiding Q.
Hiding.
See? It doesn't make sense.
It's stupid. That is dumb because that doesn't
make sense. It was a word. Yeah. I was describing it, right?
All right. So those are all the ones that I had selected. But yeah, if we want, we could do random. Yeah.
Give us one that you thought like that was a dumb.
Give us one of those planet ones you're talking about. See if we can suss that out.
We'll go through all of them.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Let's see. Loading.
Somebody gets to edit this out.
Oh, actually, unfortunately, I haven't blurred any of these, so it's not going to matter. But
Birthright Part 2.
That would have been really hard. I don't think I would have ever gotten that, though.
Yeah, but you have like this one.
Where all over. Like, Enterprise. I never would have gotten that one.
You know what? Maybe it's better.
This one.
Wait. Hold on. Go back. Because that is the same shot of the Enterprise D. Go back.
Of course it is.
Yeah, of course. They reused
it. Like, you can literally go back between the two, and it's literally.
Oh, it gets better.
The angle is by like 2 degrees.
Arsenal of Freedom.
Right.
Angel One.
Exact same planet.
And then Redemption.
Okay. Maybe that would have been impossible.
Because that looks like Earth.
Where the Bow Breaks.
Oh, that's literally the same.
Yeah. Who Watches the Watchers.
Okay.
That's a good shot. I like that over
Matter of Perspective going the other way.
That literally is a matter of perspective.
Justice.
Never would have guessed that. Probably Lit.
High Ground. Enemy. And then we have the back shot.
Where literally the same shot.
Home Soil, Survivors, Outcast. I mean, this is similar.
God, look how close that is. Somebody took a week off. Somebody was on vacation.
Our favorite Best of Both Worlds. Here we have the big goodbye, one of the few shots where it comes down.
The middle, like straight down the middle.
I would have thought that was Encounter, because that's what happens in Encounter as well.
Yeah, that's true. It does. Gambit. We have Bonding.
Lessons. Warped.
We have Symbiosis, Cause and Effect.
Wow.
Ooh, imagine Power doing play. That one. Imagine doing Cause and Effect. There's nothing in that title.
Skin of Evil, Shades of Grey. I mean, again,
these are
like
terrible.
It's just the ship and maybe a planet.
Wow.
Here's our favorite heaven.
Yeah.
Icarus Factor, Descent 2.
It's just literally shots of the ship.
Yep.
Yeah, it's just shots of the ship over and over and over and over and over.
How many of them are the same ones? There we go.
Yeah, there's some that are definitely, I mean, there's others where
Oh, perfect. Never would have guessed that for Genesis. Just like half the saucer is in an asteroid field.
Yeah, pretty much. Oh, this one's cool where they haven't gotten to the space dock yet, but this is where they're flying into the space dock. Mm-hmm. It's that also used in the Star Trek, the Klingon Challenge board game shot.
Oh.
But yeah, we have ship in the bottle, Q who interface. Then we have the at warp. It's like at warp, at warp, at warp. At warp still. Then we have another Excelsior class.
Yeah.
More warps. There's a lot of these guys. Like, that's why I didn't pick any of these.
That in theory one would have been perfect.
I don't think I would have ever got that.
Or this one. They're randomly in the
like, what episode do Picard and Riker appear in the ready room?
No, you guys don't understand. Like, I'd say at least 75% of these are just shots. I mean, again, it's a formula. It's just what they do. This one where the title is
look at that font. Look at that font.
It's the same font. It's all the same font.
It doesn't look the same as what do you call it? The spacing between letters is so off.
Oh, that's true. It is. But yeah, it's like here comes the Enterprise.
I feel like you could do like a flip book of some of these.
This one was kind of maybe it's Time's Arrow where they're at the morgue checking out
Data's head.
The people who had died. No, the people who had died of cholera. And this is Riker as a policeman. But yeah, here's another Excelsior.
Ooh, 10.
Okay, here's the Aquiel one with the station that we were talking about. And actually Encounter Farpoint has nothing. It would just be a blur.
Oh, interesting.
On Starfield. Oh my gosh, you guys don't even know. It's like dune, 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 dune. It's like we'd have Contagion. So this is the one.
Never guessed it.
Yeah. See, I tried to make it at least. God, you guys don't even know. There's so so many. Yes,
5 hours went into making this 40-minute game,
and that's
guys.
It. This was everything. Like honestly, there aren't that many where it is easy to kind of play out.
That one would have been easy.
Yeah, imaginary friend.
Never would have guessed that.
I would not have got that one.
Code of Honor.
Definitely would have got that one.
And Lonely Among Us.
Eh.
So yeah, there's some obviously where you have, you know.
Oh, you could have done a Barkley one and you didn't?
But yeah, so once you take out the Enterprise around a planet and the Enterprise with the ship and the Enterprise at warp, that's like 80% of the title cards. You have Data Lore. Yeah, so that's, again, I tried to pick ones where you could at least infer and try to, like, okay, this has a Klingon in it, and it's Gowron, so it's probably this one, you know.
Yeah.
Where you have,
you did very well, for sure.
It was really cool.
You could have 80 pads on your desk, you know, as you're trying to figure things out. Or the one where Picard's having tea, you know. really narrowing it down. But yeah, anyway, so let's take a look at the score with the 18 points, Daniel, with, and with 19 points, Philip.
The curse lives on. well done, Philip. Well done.
Yay.
So we had a total of 39 ones to pick from. So this was fun. It would be fun to maybe do the same thing for a different show besides Next Gen. And I'm sure we would have a lot more of, it's the one where B'Elanna does the thing with the place and the time, you know, as we're not as versed on the episode titles, but hopefully you guys enjoyed,
you know,
this game.
Darren, sorry, I was just thinking, because you like saying doing it next time, I'm like thinking of just different ways to kind of switch it up. I just happened, because we were talking about disaster earlier, and because this is an audio podcast, you could actually play. So, for example, from Disaster, you could play the Captain's Log, because this is the Captain's Log for Disaster.
Oh.
Our mission to this planet has been completed, and since our next assignment will not begin for several days, we are taking a welcome respite from our duties. So
that's a good point. So either pulling the audio or just reading it from Memory Alpha. Yep. I like it. Okay. I think, version two, we can do the captain's logs because they're often used and often they may not have anything to do
in a particular episode. Usually they do, but not often.
Or just like, this was kind of building off of the Netflix summary game where it's really hard to tell and often it has nothing to do with the episode. But no, I like the captain's log idea. I think that would be fun. All right. Well, Philip, as the winner, do you have a speech to give?
The title of my this episode for me will be Victory.
Victory. Victory or death. And where could people find you if they wanted to talk about all of your title screen love?
Sure. They can find me at NC Public Servant. That's NC for number one winner.
Wait a minute.
and Daniel, if someone wanted to talk to you about the one with Troy where she's in the dress, but it's not that dress, it's the other dress, where would they find you?
No, not her dress. Forget it.
They can find me on Twitter at OneUpDan. That's the number one, not the word, as in the place I'm going to be after this damned recount. So.
And if someone wanted to talk to me about visual games for audio podcasts, a short history, they can find me at drscifi.com, DrSciFi. Well, I'm Darren Moser.
I'm Philip Gilfus.
And I'm Daniel Prue.
Stranded here playing crazy games on City Alpha 3.